From the Archdiocese of Mobile, Archangel Radio presents The Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, and featuring the director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life, Patrick Ahrensberg. And now, your host, Patrick Ahrensberg.
Hello, welcome to The Archbishop Show. I'm Patrick Ahrensberg, director of the Office for Evangelization and Family Life.
Pat, it is so good to be with you and all those that are joining us in the broadcast, especially in this special time. I mean, we're looking forward, as we record this program, we're looking forward in a few days to celebrating New Year's, and that's a special time. And with a lot of different emotions.
So we're going to be talking about this time of year and New Year and some other things. So would you lead us in prayer as we begin?
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, dear God, as we prepare to bring 2021 to a close, we thank you that in every step of the way, you have been with us, guiding us, strengthening us, forgiving us. And as we begin 2022, we pray you continue to be with us in all things. Help us to rely upon your wisdom, upon your strength, upon your love, as we offer our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Well, Archbishop, it seems that New Year, and this program is being recorded for the week of New Year, it just seems to be a natural time to reflect on the recent past. I mean, you'll find list of which celebrities died this year, what were the top songs, the top movies. It's sort of a
top events. I mean, there's so many different recollections that are presented to us in the media, major economic events, major scientific events, so many different things. It is a time to reflect.
And yet in some ways, I kind of feel like we're on a roller coaster. And I don't mean just the ups and downs. I mean, just the speed of the thing. And so I was reflecting. I guess I was talking to Connie, my wife, and I thought COVID started 3 years ago. And as we were talking, I realized, no, it's not even been 2 years. It was March of 2020. So,
yep. 22 months. It really happened a little bit before that. But we, I think, in general, became aware of it in March of 2020. That's when, wow, we have a situation here. And even though COVID had been identified and people were getting sick before March, it was when I think it just became very apparent to everyone that we have an issue here.
And, you know, it's funny. I'm tired. And I find people are more on edge, and I don't know that COVID is the only reason for that. I mean, you could point to 27 different things in our culture. But just as we start this new year, I just think it's important for us to acknowledge, you know, it's been a rough couple of years. This is something that's weighed on people. It's anxiety can bring out the worst in people. And just to kind of throw that out there, that we're all tired, and just understanding that I think helps.
As much as this is a hopeful celebration, begin a new year, you're right. It's for us to acknowledge that in many ways and for many people, just because we're celebrating January 1 doesn't make the pain of 2021 just disappear. 2021 has had all of the anxiety, the struggles of COVID. 2021 for many people has been a time of financial struggle, financial reversal. 2021 for many people would be a time of failed promises, broken relationships, personal loss, sorrow, grief. There are true endings in life, and for many people, 2021, there were some true endings, true disappointments, true sorrows. And in the midst of all this, you know, it's the social tension and polarization of our society. So 2021 has had a lot of challenges, both for all of us in general and for a number of people personally. And you're right, we have to acknowledge that. And it is okay, you know, to acknowledge that. It's important to acknowledge it. And for some people, this time of year, it's a time of mixed emotion. Maybe the hope of starting a new year, but at the same time, they've had some real struggles and sorrows in life, and that needs to be acknowledged.
And, you know, there are a lot of folks who are having their first holiday season without someone very significant to them. And there are others who they lost a person years and years ago. But just for us, because I get very happy around the holidays, and it's an important reminder to me that not everybody is experiencing the holidays necessarily that way.
And for us just to be patient with ourselves and to admit, yeah, it's a rough time. But with God's help, we can handle it and we can go on. And so, first of all, for those who feel this way, that it's a rough time of year, to acknowledge it, not just to deny it, to acknowledge it and to be patient with themselves and to rely upon God and upon others to get through this time. And for those of us who don't feel that way, to give people the ability to feel that way. You know, it's not for us to say to someone, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. This is a happy time of year. Not for them. And to say, you know, that's legitimate. That's understandable. And it's okay. And I'm there to support you in any way that you would like me to, any way I can. But it's not for us to say, well, you shouldn't feel that way. Yeah, I think maybe they should feel that way for a while.
And we are still in the Christmas season. And, you know, a week ago from the airing of the program, we would have celebrated Christmas. And that sort of changes everything. That this darkness we might feel, some sadness we might feel, we all have it at some point in our lives. That those crosses still come, those challenges still come, but the baby that was born reminds us that God is not leaving us alone. He didn't, you know, start spinning the universe and let it go off on its merry little way. He broke into this history. He came and walked with us. He pitched his tent with us. He took on human nature so that he could be with us. That changes everything.
It does. He's with us. He's with us in everything. And we are never alone. You know, this is a time that some people can feel very alone. We're never alone. God is with us in all things. And for us to realize that. And with God's help, we can handle anything. So as we begin this new year, it is a time of hope. It is a time that very often people take stock of themselves. And that, well, this year, I hope I can change. This year, I'm going to do better. Well, and these New Year's resolutions, which, I have to tell you, I do not make New Year's resolutions. I applaud those who do, but New Year's resolutions are notoriously not kept. I find the better time to make a resolution is the beginning of Lent, because there's 40 days of constantly being reminded that it is Lent and being supported in resolutions. But New Year's resolutions, that's a one-day event, and they can be quickly forgotten.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Pat Ernstberg here with the Archbishop, Archbishop Rohde. And yeah, you know, I can remember, I don't make New Year's resolutions either for the very same reason. It's the permanence of it. You know, it's about January 2nd is about generally how long my New Year's resolutions lasted. Because, like, wait, I'm never going to do that again? I mean, forever I'm going to get up at this time in the morning to go to the gym, or forever I'm going to not eat these sweets forever? I mean, that's just tough. Lent, I can do, because day two of Lent, there's only 38 days to go. Well, I know Ash Wednesday comes early, it's a little bit more, but I know
what you're saying. Yes. And
I can handle that.
It's a joke, but it's real. I mean, the gyms, the health clubs, beginning of January, they're pretty crowded. By the end of January, they're back to normal.
Yeah, I've noticed every morning as I'm driving to the donut shop, I see all those cars at the gym. And, yeah, there's definitely a spike in early January.
Good people. He's only kidding. Pat actually takes very good care of himself and exercises regularly. But you're right. The parking lots are pretty full around the gyms the beginning of January. But it is, my whole point is, it is a time of hope. It's a fresh start. You know, even the cartoons that we have of the old year leaving and the new year beginning, the old year, which is only 1 year old, you know, is portrayed as an old man, sort of weathered and beat up, and the new year is a fresh baby, bright and chipper, and it's that hope that this year is going to be better.
This is our year.
This is our year.
Yeah. We're 0-0, you know, clean record.
And it's just that that hopefulness, that positive attitude that we're starting fresh. But we aren't necessarily starting fresh just because we have said Happy New Year. Doesn't mean that all the struggles of 2021 are going to just disappear. They're not. We'll still have to cope with all of them. But the point is, God is with us, and not to lose track of that. And God can get us through anything. So, I remember. Well, let me tell you something I do, and I highly recommend it. I have found that it is something that helps me spiritually to rely upon God. At the beginning of each year, I have done this for a number of years now, I write down a list of all the things I'm worried about, I'm anxious about, that I'm struggling with. All the things I'm sort of dreading. And I write them down, and I just put the list away. And at the beginning of the next year, I get it out. And it's amazing how God has been with me in all those things, and how they have pretty much worked out. Maybe not the way I wanted them to, but they have worked out. You know, I was able to handle them. I was able to deal with them. But I realized, wow, God was with me every step of the way. And then I write my next list, you know, for the next year, what I'm worried about now. But it just, wow, I had forgotten I was worried about this. Or, oh, yeah, I've forgotten how worried I was about this. And then I read them a year later, and, wow, God got me through those, didn't he? And just to look back, it's in retrospect, really, that we can see the hand of God work in our lives. But seeing it reassures us that as I move forward, that same loving God is with me.
You know, I think it was the last program we talked about God hiding. Sometimes he can kind of hide here, because I'm so grateful that he's merciful, because I think that sometimes I forget all that he's done for us. I forget about the worries I've had that he brought me through. And maybe that's because it resolved gradually over several months, and I don't even see his hand in it. And so we come to a point where we're feeling a lack of trust in the Lord, and he's got to be standing there looking, saying, I'm watching your whole life, and I can name 53 things in the last 2 years that I've helped you through. Mm-hmm. How do you not see it, Pat? And it's great to write some of those down.
I remember years ago when I was a seminarian, the parish where I was assigned, the pastor gave a sermon one Sunday that I've never forgotten, but that I could never duplicate. And it was just powerful what he said. And he took the congregation down memory lane. You know? He said to the people, I want each of you to think, what were you most worried about a week ago? And he helped them to think of things. He said, what were you most worried about a month ago? What were you most worried about a year ago? What were you most worried about 5 years ago? 10, 20. And he went through and helped people just to think. And then he said, you got through all those, didn't you? And look and see how God was working in your life that got you through those moments. I remember afterwards, so many people were just commenting about how helpful that was to realize, yeah, I remember this, I remember that, and I was thinking, I don't know how I can ever get through this. I don't know how I can ever handle this. If this happens, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they did get through it. And by reflecting on it, they realized, and God was with me in that.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. We're talking about sort of taking inventory on things that God has helped us get through. And one of the things I think God helps us get through, Archbishop, are, you know, we have a tendency to kind of mess up a lot of relationships. And so while I'm not a big resolution maker at New Year, it is a nice time to sort of take stock of, you know, there's somebody that there's been tension in my life, and we've been at odds. If you're kind of estranged from some of your children or a friend or whatever, this is a nice time to kind of turn into the calendar, taking the old calendar and throwing it away and bringing a new calendar. That's a good time to invite reconciliation.
It is. You know, if we're going to pray that God's going to be with us in things, if we're going to be able to recognize that God is with us in all things, that we really have to welcome God into these moments. And part of the new beginning of a year is not just that I exercise more or I diet more, but that I forgive more, that I care more, that I love more.
Easier to diet.
It is easy. Well,
not that it's easy.
But it is. And God says, if you really want to make a new beginning, I'm there and I will help you do it. And the forgiveness of others is, wow, if that is such a way to begin a new year. And even if it's not reciprocated, and I hope it would be, but even if it's not reciprocated, even if the other person doesn't forgive back, the peace that the forgiveness on our part brings to us is such a blessing. And you know, for us to say, I forgive, not because I necessarily think the other person deserves it. If the other person deserves our forgiveness, well, that's not forgiveness, that's justice. You deserve it, and so I forgive you because it's you deserve it. No, forgiveness comes from mercy, and mercy is when I don't think the other person deserves to be forgiven, but I'm going to forgive anyhow. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even if we feel they do know what they do, it's an unearned forgiveness, and that is truly allowing God to walk with us.
And sometimes it's a disagreement, and it's not a need for forgiveness per se. So I think back to one of the most memorable days in my life was I was in the seminary for the Archdiocese, and my parents were very thrilled that in their mind I was going to be a priest. I was discerning. And they did not like that I left the seminary. It was very difficult for them. And when I started dating the woman who I've been blessed to be married to now for 26 years, they were not at all in favor of that. And we got married, they were not in favor of it. And that first Christmas that we were married, they showed up unexpectedly at our home, and they had an ornament just a simple ornament for the Christmas tree that had the year on it, 1995. I'll never forget that day. It wasn't a forgiveness because we hadn't done anything wrong. It was just a disagreement. There was a
reconciliation.
It was a reconciliation, and I cannot imagine a better Christmas gift here during the Christmas season to start the new year of 2022. Is there somebody that you can reconcile with? They'll never forget it. They'll never forget it when you make the reconciliation.
And the gesture can be so small, maybe a visit to the house. Mm-hmm. In your case, a Christmas ornament, it can speak volumes.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Pat Ahrensburg here with Archbishop Rohde, just reflecting on some of the opportunities of the new year and the hope that the new year brings.
And that God is with us in the new year. You know, so as we bring whatever our attitude may be at this time of year, whether it's joy-filled or it's a time of struggle, a time of sorrow, a time of anxiety, we can't make a liar out of God. God told us, I will be with you in all things until the end of the world. And to believe that, you know, how am I going to get through this? God's going to be with us. Now, how am I going to handle this? God's going to be with us. I wonder what this new year will bring. Who knows? But God will be with us. You know, it's the bottom line is God is with us, period. And with God, we can handle anything. And with God, nothing is impossible. Even the most impossible, seemingly impossible moments of life, God is with us.
One of my most favorite sayings that I've heard you use, Archbishop, is this. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. I don't know what's going to happen with Corona. I don't know what's going to happen with this worry, that worry, that concern. But I know who's holding all of human history, and I know who loves me beyond measure.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen with this sickness I have, or the sickness that someone I love has. I don't know how things are going to work out financially. I don't know how to recapture a dream that has crashed. Whatever it may be, God's there. And plus, you know, as much as we talk about people having struggles at this time of year, there are people who are having a wonderful time of year. You know, a new baby has been born in the family, or a new house, or a new beginning of one kind of another. And we say, I wonder what this is going to be like now. Put it in God's hands too. But God wants us to put our struggles and our joys into His hands, and to trust Him, and to let Him into our lives, and to let Him walk with us.
And I would like to, I've just been pondering, what do I want to see happen in 2022? And I've just been pondering on that a little bit. And I think, you know, what I'd love to see, Archbishop, is a growth in civility. Hmm. I would love to see people disagree without being disagreeable. I would love to see, I remember back in the days when people, you would turn on the TV news and you'd have people animately debating something, but there was no animus. It wasn't insulting. It wasn't, and I just feel like we've become very polarized in over the last few years, and that's one thing I'd love to see.
It begins in our homes. I truly believe that, but we have become less than civil with each other, and in so many ways we've become so polarized. So that'd be a wonderful thing to pray for and to work for. In 2022, it's a new year. That brings a smile to my face, a smile to your face. Good people, you can't see this, but yeah, it's something. It's a new year, happy new year, and to see, all right, God, let's see what you have in store for us. Because in the, you know, it's one thing about thinking about a new year, we realize we're not in charge. In the final analysis, we're not in charge. We're called to put ourselves into God's hands. As Jesus says in the gospel, which of us, for all of our worries, and all our efforts can add 1 second to our life. We can't. We're not in charge. God is. And it's for us to let God be God, to trust him that, all right, God, you're in charge. Help me to trust you. And the more we trust God, the less we will worry, the less anxious we will be, and the more that we will know how we can handle anything because God is with us in everything.
It's not easy to trust.
No,
it
isn't.
I think the hardest place to sit on this planet is the passenger side of a car. I'm not in control. I just have to sit there, and it's very difficult.
Yes, it is.
I think of the bumper sticker, and I don't mean to insult anyone. If you have this bumper sticker, God love you. But the bumper sticker that says, God is my co-pilot. And when I see that, I think to myself, great, now pull over and you'll swap seats, because it works better when he's the pilot.
Yeah, it is. And we say we're people of faith. We say we believe in God. Well, it's for us to trust him and say, God, I really do trust you. And whatever happens, I will rejoice in your will, because I know in the final analysis what your plans are for my good. And they're actually better than mine, because your wisdom far surpasses mine, and I trust you. And that's what Jesus said on the cross, even. After he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? I'm going through so much, but into your hands I commend my spirit. I trust you. So I hope everyone has a happy new year, a new year celebration. And as we begin the new year, we ask God to be with us in all things.
Would you give us a blessing?
And may the blessing of God be upon you and your loved ones, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Until next time.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, as well as Pat Ahrensberg, the Director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life. And now, stay tuned for more solid Catholic programming on Archangel Radio.